Of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning. It's Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It is December the 2nd, right before the weekend, first weekend of December. So, you know, you still have, and I'm telling you guys, you have 23 shopping days until Christmas Day. That means, yes, you can still shop if you get up early and go down to some store. It's open 24 hours a day and still buy things to put underneath the tree in case you realize you've just made a huge mistake. Our phone line's here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460 with our chat pack, and already have a couple people in there, JRD and Indie Guy. Good morning. And, of course, I'm always joined by Bad Bob.
And good morning. Beautiful morning, as a matter of fact. Lots of stars out, and yesterday's wind blew all the stuff out of the upper air, so it's kind of pretty out there.
I think I saw where it was over 100 mile an hour gust in the Midwest.
Yeah.
And down in Southern California, they said it was also getting close to 100. I think the Midwest, what they said was gust up to 123 miles per hour, or knock down trees, ripping off roofs. I don't know when it becomes a tornado after that, but
it's just a high wind gradient, and it'll definitely rearrange your furniture.
Well, you know, Linda's not here today. She's on assignment. She's getting ready for a lot of things. The weather today.
Well, it's going to be not quite so breezy as yesterday. In fact, we're looking for a high near 70 degrees. No chance of rain next few days. And that includes Saturday, when, of course, the lighted Christmas parade steps off.
6 p.m.
Yes.
It starts Saturday. You're going to be, that's tomorrow.
I would like to.
That's tomorrow.
Yes, I would like to extend an invitation to Casey and our listeners to stop by California Tehama Street's the very first announcing stand, where Brenda and I will be for the fifth year announcing the lighted Christmas parade, and we are very proud to do so. And it's a lot of fun, and if you've never done a lighted Christmas parade, definitely check it out. But it is right now 48 degrees, and the weather is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
A great place to go to. It's right up there north of Palo Cedro, about, 10 minutes. Great service, great food, great ambiance. What can I say? You go there, and you're treated very, very well. Plus the fact it's just a beautiful place to go to. They've got of course, indoor dining, and in one of those nice days, even if we're at brunch, there you are right out there on the patio overlooking all of the all that beautiful scenery. A couple of things. We got a lot of things talking about today. Today we're going to be talking to some people on Rees Across America. That's where they put Rees on the markers up there at IGO, at the California Veterans Cemetery up there. We're going to be talking to them. We're also going to have Mayor Missy MacArthur in here today to talk about what's going on with the city, what we should be looking for now in the future. But we've got a lot of other stories we're going to talk about, including the governor wants to put an initiative out, of course, to raise taxes. But the other part is the budget cuts that are going to be kicking in. We're going to be talking about that. The Lucero recall looks like you've got enough signatures. We'll talk about that. There's just a number of things we're going to be talking about today. So, but first we're going to go to Wells Fargo, and we're going to have our market minute with Chris Lasondak. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into the last trading session of the week, and the markets are higher. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 106 points at 12,126. The S&P 500 adding 12 points at 1257, while the NASDAQ Composite is up 26 points at 2652. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 131 million shares. Looking at some of the most actively traded issues on the New York Stock Exchange today, Bank of America up 26 cents at $5.80, General Electric up 31 cents at $16.22, Ford adding 24 cents at $10.83, while AT&T is up 21 cents at $29.05. Of local interest, PG&E down 27 cents at $38.25. Safeway's up 16 cents at $20.23, while North Valley Bank is down 9 cents at $9.61. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.12%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.27. Oil's down 14 cents a barrel at $100.06. Well, precious metals are higher, with gold up $2.90 an ounce at $1,746.64. Well, silver's up 52 cents an ounce at $33.24. This is Chris Losondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Chris. We have our Wells Fargo Minute at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 in the morning, and again in the afternoon about what's going on. We're going to take a quick break here. Call in the bot. This is December 2nd. This is Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Casino is the only place to bring in 2012. Presenting our signature New Year's Eve bash, Midnight at the Oasis. We are the only one offering this party package for your 2011 New Year's Eve. Saturday, December 31st. Doors open at 7:30 with dinner at 8. Enjoy the talents of our exotic belly dancers while you eat. Also featuring the Basics, performing all the disco, funk, hip-hop, pop, and top 40 you want. Dinner, dancing, drink specials, free play. Tickets are $50 per person, includes dinner, a bottle of champagne, champagne per couple. VIP is only $250 per couple. Includes dinner, a bottle of champagne per couple, cocktail service, a room at the Hilton Garden Inn, limo service, and more. This event sells out fast. Be the first to reserve your tickets online at WinRiver.com or at the gift shop. For more information on Wind River's signature New Year's Eve bash, Midnight at the Oasis, log on to WinRiver.com. We are the only place in town that offers our guests a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment 7:12 in the morning, December the 2nd. And phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And you can join our chat pack just by going into our website, going into the show that's on today, and then it says join the chat room. All you have to do is join. It doesn't cost you anything. Though I think we may have to start charging Max more because he's writing more here, or start charging him because he's using a lot of electrons. Is that right?
Bandwidth. He's using bandwidth. Just like the cell companies, we can start charging for bandwidth.
I'm not even going to ask about what Indie Guy and JRD are talking about. I've just seen the last three lines of it, and it's scary right now. Anyway, hop in there. Okay. San Francisco, you know how I love San Francisco. You know this is one of my favorite spots in the world. You know that they banned the Happy Meal from McDonald's because they did not want you know, kids to eat. They did not want parents to make the choice of what their child eats.
They also regard goldfish as having animal rights.
Right. But San Francisco knows more than parents, so they were banning Happy Meals. Now, this is just like our government, though, you know, in the light bulb, the incandescent light bulb, by the way, which is going away, 100-watt bulbs are going away January 1st, if I've read this right. So that means you've only got from now to January 1st to buy all the incandescent 100-watt bulbs you could possibly hold in your house, because the government is telling you that in your home, you cannot use this form of light bulbs. In your home, they're telling you cannot do this. But anyway, which is a whole other subject that we can get into, that what if I want to pay for this? You know, and Mike Gallagher was talking about this last night. You know, and he's right. A woman wrote a letter, and this is what she says. You know, who cares what I want to pay? If I want to pay for an incandescent light, so what? You know, but here's the government again telling us this. But this is even better. In San Francisco, you can't have a Happy Meal because it's not, you know, unless you meet all these stringent requirements. Well, here's what McDonald's did. Okay, we'll do that, but for 10 cents more, then you get the toy. And the money goes to the Ronald McDonald House. So they've gotten around it. And you know what? You just got to like McDonald's for doing that. because they're fighting back. They're fighting back against a government that's oppressive. And, you know, we talk about, Occupy Now talks about oppressive government. Well, you know what? There is an oppressive government out there when they pass that, and they try to pass, you can't circumcise your children. And so now the state has to get into it. It says you can. Why would the state even get into it anyway? Why would, you know, I mean, the whole thing of legislating that is so stupid. All right, let's keep moving here. State Senator Doug LaMoff is going to be hosting a community coffee meeting this morning at the Northern California Veterans Museum out there on 711 Meadow Drive. It's down off, you go on Airport Road, go down to Meadowview as you're heading toward the airport and take a left. He's going to be there from 8:30 to 9:30. I think Jim Nielsen's going to be there too. So, but Senator LaMoff will be hosting that this morning. I want to talk about Bad Bob.
And these guys maybe talked to the bureaucratic pinhead who decided that the Veterans Museum was violating some obscure ordinance and wanted them to shut down.
Well, you know, we had him on, and Kurt Starman was on right after that, and, you know, and said they were looking into it. And what it was changing the zoning thing, which they could have done very easily. And you know what? Bad Bob, I don't really know what happened after that. So we have to, we're going to have to take a look at that. And something else, too. I talked about it yesterday, but, you know, gosh, I just have to say it again today. Obama's approval plunges below worst ever for President Carter. Obama has one of the worst approval ratings of any president in modern political history. Paul Bedard notes in his Washington Whispers blog in U.S., his 43% rating in Gallup's daily presidential job approval index is far below Jimmy Carter's 51% at the same point in his presidency, and Carter's been considered one of the 20th century's worst presidents, according to the index. So here you go. I mean,
Mr. Peanut, gosh.
You know what? You know, people have said that President Obama is going, you know, people will be looking back at when Carter was in as a time of glow for America. You know, there's recall petitions going on. For Dolores Lucero over at the city of Shasta Lake. And we've had both sides on. In fact, we were going to have a debate a week from today over at Tobacco and Brew between one of the leaders of the recall and Randall Faulkner. And they called and said that the recall petition people called and said that they did not want to do the debate now, that they, you know, because of paperwork that was being filed, and I assume that's because of the petition. Anyway, they didn't want to have a debate at this point. So we're not going to. So because next Friday we were going to surprise everybody and be down there at Tobacco and Brew on a remote with a debate. But they have 1,657 signatures. They have to have at least 1,222 have got to be valid. And if this happens, if these are valid signatures, they could have an election as early as April of next year. That's been an ongoing thing up at the city of Shasta Lake. And we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, December the 2nd, it's, what is it out there? 48 degrees. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the governor wants to raise taxes. Let's talk about that. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, 7:18 in the morning. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Take my heart, my soul, my money, but don't leave me drowning in my tears.
Furniture for life, Kubler's Furniture. Everything we do.
The giant in-store warehouse pre-holiday sale is on at Kubler's Furniture. Going on now for 8 days of dramatic savings through Kubler's Furniture's vast inventory, including a direct buy special on recliners priced at just $177. Save 5% more when you pay cash and save 5% when you haul it yourself. The savings add up. That direct buy recliner just dropped to $159 with those discounts. Amazing! And that's just one example of how you save. Save throughout the store on a huge selection of quality Broyhill sofas, chairs, tables, bedroom suites, recliners, dining rooms, suites, sleepers, and mattresses from Simmons. Kubler's pre-holiday sale going on now through December 4th. 8 days only of dramatic savings.
Kubler's Furniture. Furniture for life.
The pre-holiday sale is going on now at Kubler's Furniture, your Broyhill Showcase Gallery, located at 1894 Cherry Creek Road in the Shasta Center. Some items exempt from sale. See store for details.
Fall is here, and the cool mornings make it perfect for a hot cup of vanilla maple coffee or Jack Frost. which is a rum-flavored coffee with a hint of vanilla. Yummy. All at Espresso Joe's. So, Carl, what else is going on at Tobacco & Brew?
Tobacco & Brew carries Mount Tehama Wines, a California-certified organic winery located in Manton, California. The Syrah and Petite Syrah are favorites, and the dessert Petite Syrah complements many of the fine cigars located at Tobacco & Brew. It is on sale this month.
It's time for the 2011 Toast Across America Cigars. Tobacco & Brew are offering two cigars that are not available in the open market. This is a one-time release with a limited supply of Opus X and Julius Caesar cigars. So, Carl, let's tell our friends to take a few minutes and look around both sides of the store. They're going to find ashtrays, knives, flasks, French presses, stovetop espresso machines, and so much more.
Tobacco & Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Granite has stood the test of time, depicting beauty and durability. At Estate Granite, we work with you to provide your home with beauty, durability, and increasing its value. Your home is your castle, so trust our old-world craftsmen who pride themselves on the details, using the latest and newest technology, ensuring quality and style at a price you can afford. Estate Granite. Our reputation is carved in stone. Call them today, 241-7866, estategranite.com.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:21 in the morning on December the 2nd, 23 more shopping days till Christmas. Yes, I do count Christmas as a shopping day because Bad Bob is out at 2 o'clock in the morning going over to Costco and buying the ham and giving it to Brenda for Christmas. That was not a good idea last year, Bob, unless you'd put like a diamond ring in the middle of it that she could have found. Governor Brown wants to raise taxes, but it would only go against those wealthy people that make at least $250,000 a year. And he's going to submit a tax hike initiative, and he's going to ask the voters to increase taxes on the wealthy and raise the sales tax. Okay, raising the sales tax by half a cent doesn't hit the wealthy. That hits all of us less than wealthy people when you do that. And again, we're going into this class distinctions, and it would be during the Brown wants to put the initiative up. He wants the voters to approve it. And as he said during the 2010 when he ran for governor, he's not going to raise taxes without a vote. Fine. The initiative would call for adding an extra 1% tax on individuals earning more than $250,000 a year. If you make $300,000 to $500,000, an additional 1.5%, over $500,000, 2%, joint filers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We are facing a $13 billion shortfall over the next 18 months. But here's the thing. $250,000 for anybody making over that. The people that have small businesses have worked their whole lives, and they're up to that age of in their 60s, and they make, somebody makes $250,000. They've spent 7 days a week, countless hours to build, and now they're kind of enjoying the fruits of their labor. It's not just the fact that California wants to take more money from you. It's the fact is that the feds also want to take more money from you. If it was just one tax and they said, okay, hey, look, one tax and we're not going to, we're not going to change it, but the feds also want to take more. They want to add a half cent sales tax too. That touches everybody. And we're going to, of course, hear a lot more about this, but the idea, again, of raising taxes because you have been a success in your life, so you're going to be punished now for it. And then how many people in California don't even pay taxes? Look at the property taxes. By the way, property taxes are due December the 12th. It's usually by the 10th, but I think that's a Saturday, so you've got to the 12th. Just remember that. But if you look at how much money is owed on property taxes, it's in the billions of dollars on people that are delinquent in taxes. What if we took that money? What if they went after that and collected that? Okay, I'm just I'm just, you know, it starts winding me up about that. And then the SEC, I just saw in the chat room, SEC said is that they can prosecute people in Congress for insider trading. You know, that they put a letter out to Congress saying, you know, you can't use things that you learn up here on Capitol Hill to feather your nest, as many have.
Perish
up there.
The thought.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that something? So they're saying, well, you know, make sure you don't do that. Well, the SEC says, well, you know, we can go after people that do that. That's inside training. If you're a congressman or a senator and you and your aides are sitting in a room and you hear something that's going to happen and you go out and buy a bunch of stock or you sell a bunch of stock, I believe that is insider trading. Isn't it bad, Bob?
Well, gee, maybe they'll get around to passing a law to exempt themselves from that, of course. But,
Well, you know what? You're absolutely right, because they make the rules for us, but not for them. They change the rules for that. Okay. Well, you got somebody on the phone here.
As a matter of fact, we have Amy with our fitness tip if we want to go. We got about 4 minutes.
Let's do it right now.
All right. Well, good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Good morning, Amy.
Amy, how do we recover from Thanksgiving?
You know what? I actually got a good tip for just that, and actually it's going to be helpful for your holiday parties too. I call it the two-day solution. So 2 days before you have an event like a holiday party or Thanksgiving or even Christmas dinner, which is coming up, I want you guys to work on cutting your calories in half. I still want you to eat every 3 hours, but I want you to really reduce the caloric amount before you have that big holiday meal.
So eating three times a day, 1,000 or 1,500, even 2,000 calories is not a great idea then, huh? I'm going to eat five meals today, so I'll be full, but each one of them is going to be 2,000 calories.
Yeah, that would be a little bit too much.
Okay, so just stuff that dressing in your face.
Right. Well, so for instance, let's say, I mean, because, you know, those holiday meals can get upwards of even 5,000 calories, I mean, realistically, if you think about all the food you can take in. So if you, let's say, you know, Carl, for you, maybe you dropped your caloric intake to, you know, between a 1,200 and 1,500 calories 2 days beforehand. That way, when you have the holiday party, if you overindulged a little bit and you splurge, and then the two-day solution afterwards, so for 2 days following, I want you to cut your calories in half again. So by the end of the week, you will have averaged out your calories. Rather than eating a normal caloric amount before the party, normal caloric amount after the party, and then exceeding your calories at the party, by the end of the week, you will have gained weight. But if you reduce your calories 2 days before and 2 days after, then you'll end up having a nice average of your calories throughout the week.
Then you can eat like a little piggy.
There you go, yeah.
But, you know, there's a saying in the Marine Corps that every day is a holiday, every meal is a feast, every formation a gathering of old friends. So, I mean, I guess that you don't count it that way then. Is that it, Amy?
No.
Well, they do have a boot camp.
It could be a feast, but let's keep it portion controlled.
Okay, be that way. Run, you Grinch. You Grinch. You know,
no, I am not a Grinch.
Grinch. Yes, you
and
are.
And 2 days after, you control it. That way, on the day, you can enjoy. See? I'm being very giving.
Okay. Amy from Adamson's Peak Performance. Great place to go to if you want to work out there and get yourself ready for the holidays by working out 4 hours a day, eating less, and then eating more. But you have to know exactly what to do. Okay. Is Amy gone?
I'm still here.
Okay. Bye, Amy. Give everybody tell everybody we said hello.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay. Yeah. Speaking of eating, though.
Is that gal just sunshine on two legs?
She always is. I mean, Amy is one of the happiest people you're ever going to meet, and a tremendous trainer down at Adamson's Peak Performance. If you're looking to start a program down there, just, you know, go on in, talk to Joe. It's great down there. Okay, Classy Cafe, our friends over there, Millie
and Kathy.
They're having their monthly Friday meal from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. tonight. They're going to have it looks like it's going to be the all-American meal with catfish. You've got to have a choice of catfish or meatloaf, liver and onions, fried chicken, Yankee pot roast, pork roast, et cetera, homemade bread pudding, pecan pie, and pumpkin pie for dessert, and also a variety of beers and wine. Classic Cafe. Millie and Kathy are such nice people. You can't go in there without getting a hug. And then there's
a museum.
And it's a museum. It's got photos on the wall from the wars and from people that were there. You know, veterans' photos are up there anywhere from World War II all the way up to present time, maybe even earlier than that. So good people down there. other things that are going. Oh, by the way, I have tickets for a Cascade Christmas. Linda went there last night and just had a great time. She said, it's a wonderful show. We're going to be giving these away in the next half hour. Carl Linda Bott.
Not right now.
But not right now. We're going to have to wait into the next half hour. Carl Linda Bott. Free Fire Radio at 7:30 in the morning. It's 48 degrees out there. Join us after the news.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks opening higher after reports showed a slight improvement in the U.S. job market and Germany's chancellor talking tough about fiscal discipline in the European Union. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 110 points. The U.S. unemployment rate fell last month down to its lowest level in more than 2.5 years. Part of the reason, though, is because more Americans gave up looking for work and were no longer counted as unemployed. The Labor Department says the unemployment rate dropped sharply to 8.6%. That's down from 9% in October. The rate hasn't been that low since March of 2009 during the depths of the recession. However, about 13.3 million Americans remain unemployed. And German Chancellor Angela Merkel says Eurobonds are not the solution to Europe's debt crisis. World markets have been waiting for word from Merkel today on additional recommendations to fix that crisis. Merkel told Parliament there's no easy fix and that the solution will take years. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Tis the season of some assembly required, so stop in to any participating Napa Auto Parts store this December for holiday savings on select tool sets, like the Crescent Brand 128-piece tool gift set, only $49.99, or the Gear Wrench 5-piece universal ratcheting wrench set, just $29.99. Napa know-how! Now you can get something for everyone in the family, including your car. Offer expires 12/31/11 while supplies last.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit readinghomehelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at readinghomehelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the gala of the year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
Today, big trucks and motorhomes are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh over 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of smaller machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger and motorhomes became more popular. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught. Yeah.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Vaught. Linda's on assignment, 7:35 in the morning, December the 2nd, 23 more shopping days till Christmas. Let me tell you some things. You know, things. Oh, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. And let me tell you, they have Espresso Joe's, great coffee. They have special coffees during the holiday season, Jack Frost. They have some kind of pumpkin spice type of flavor. I was just in there yesterday. They were having that big cigar extravaganza there. I can't tell you how nice the people are there. At Tobacco and Brew, they treat everybody so well. Either if they're making you coffee, or you know you're in there and that just that super humidor there, getting ready for Christmas, you know, for your friends that enjoy a good cigar. They've got any type of coffee making equipment you can imagine. And, you know, the Toddy cold press, all these are, you know, at Tobacco and Brew. They have a veterans discount there. They support our community in so many ways, and it's a place of integrity. You know, I can't say enough about Tobacco and Brew. Some of the things, though, that are bad in society. I'm gonna tell you, this latest one happened in Afghanistan. This is a place that we're fighting to free these people, give them these freedoms. Afghan President Karzai on Thursday pardoned an Afghan woman who was serving a 12-year prison sentence for having sex out of wedlock after she had been raped by a relative. And why did he let her out? Because she has agreed to marry her attacker. I don't make this up. That would reverse an early decision by the 19-year-old who had previously refused the judge's offer of freedom if she agreed to marry the rapist. You know, sometimes you know what? I cannot make this up. I cannot make this up. How? You know, we're in there, our American lives, and we have been losing Americans there. We've had several in the last few weeks have been killed, Marine soldiers. I got an email from Chief Rob Paletti, a new Redding police chief, who is also Lieutenant Colonel in the California National Guard, another California resident had been killed over there. You know, I don't understand this. Here we are, we're propping up a government, and we're defending these people's rights to do things like this. I don't understand that at all. We were talking about in the chat room. You're talking about how we're turning over a number of military facilities to the Iraqis. That's absolutely right. And it was talking about an ornate palaces that were Americans had planned. You're absolutely right. We, you know, Saddam Hussein had 63 palaces. And some of them, you know, when you call them palaces, they're just like really large mansions. But some of them were so ornate. The chandeliers, large throne chairs, murals on the walls, the domed, you know, the high dome ceilings like you see in cathedrals.
And your basic megalomaniac architecture.
And he built 50 of them after he got spanked real bad and pushed out of Kuwait right after Desert Storm. So when you see things like that, you know, yes, it's absolutely true. We were when we got there right after the war started, or was over in 2003, I should say, not over, but the attack into Iraq, and we were operating out of this palace where the Coalition Provisional Authority was, and it was a huge place with marble floors, marble staircases, huge rooms, like I said, with murals on the walls and on the ceilings, everything. It was just, you know, when you look at it, you just couldn't believe the amount of money that it must have taken to build these things. Anyway, okay, hey, look, Cascade Theater and the Cascade Christmas. I have three tickets for a Cascade Christmas tonight. It's good for tonight and tomorrow night because those are the last nights it's on. The first person that calls here at 605-4567, will get three tickets. And I'm sorry, I've got three. I don't know what happened, where the fourth one went. I think that was given away. First person to call, 605-4567, is going to get three tickets to the Cascade Theater for a Cascade Christmas, which is just an outstanding production. Linda saw it last night and said it was the very best. We've got a caller here already. Now, as Bob takes that call, let's go on to something else Let's talk about tomorrow also at 10 a.m. at the Veterans Memorial Hall at 1620 Yuba Street, which is right next to the post office there. They're going to have the Shasta County Veterans Collaborative. And they're going to have Tom Morehouse there, who is a veterans counselor at Shasta College. He's going to discuss the veterans programs and issues at the college. Dave Navarro, who is a site coordinator for Reading Veterans Resource Center, will be there. And also Janelle Venturini, who is heading up the Vets Club at the college. All this is tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Veterans Memorial Hall on Yuba Street. Call Mike Wiley if you have any questions at 472-1279. This is for our young veterans, but for veterans of all ages. And by the way, Marvin, you just won 3 tickets to the Cascade Theater. Now, what this is, these are vouchers, and when you come down, you need to come down before the show. Come in today, pick up your vouchers, and just take them down to Cascade Theater, and they will redeem them for you. So, piece of cake here. Marvin, congratulations, and thanks for listening. We're going to take a quick break here. Carl and DeBott, 7:40 in the morning. Phone number here is 530-605-4567. You know, the chat room is going nutso about the swearing in of American citizens over in Iraq. Yeah, we'll talk about that as soon as we get back from our break.
Yeah, when the lights go down in the California town and the people are in for the evening, I jump into my car and I throw in my guitar with my heart beating time with my breathing.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Cisco Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Cisco Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Cisco Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP auto insurance program from The Hartford.
Fields Jewelers, family-owned and operated since 1953. With exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, 3 generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230 or online at fjredding.com.
Mike's Music and Sound Holiday Sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from a store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
Looking to buy a home or investment property? Are you a first-time home buyer? Did you know there is still a tax credit available? Well, my name is Pete Metz with Megastar Financial, and I have been helping people finance their homes in the Reading area now for 9 years. We offer FHA, USDA, VA, investment, and conventional financing. Even if you think credit or previous bankruptcy is a concern, call me, Pete Metz, to be pre-approved today at 530-221-7700, or you can visit me online at petemetz.com.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Bot. How are you? Linda's on assignment today. It's 48 degrees out there. It's Friday. Only two more working days till Monday. And you know what? Okay, I won't say it anymore about how many shopping days you guys have left until, okay, we're just... Don't talk while I'm talking there over there when we're setting people up. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by R&B Sharpening. What can I say? They've been in the same place in this business since November 20th, 1985. You know, their business continues to grow after, you know, during this time frame. They will sharpen those bandsaw blades. They'll make bandsaw blades for you. They're going to sharpen your knives. They do anything that you can think of up there that has to do with sharpening and building those. Their phone number there is 530-365-1479. And their website is bandsaw-blades.com. R&B Sharpening. And we're happy to talk about them. Okay, we are... Okay, Dick, come on. We've got somebody calling. Let's call and talk about the Salvation Army here.
Good morning. Dick, you want to talk about the kettle drive?
Yeah, this is Dick.
Yeah, okay, quick. Talk to us about that.
All right. I just want to call and remind people that the Salvation Army has started their red kettle drive, and we need bell ringers. And I'm happy to say that we're ahead of schedule this year compared to last year. And we've got a great goal. We're meeting. One day we had 105 people come into our facility to get help in food, rent, clothing, all types of things. The need is really high this year, and we need all the help we can get. It's a two-hour event. 2 hours in front of some store. We got 29 stores that have allowed us to ring the bell in front of their store. So if you got a couple extra hours, we'd sure appreciate somebody coming over to the bell for us.
Okay, well, you know what? We're going to be, Linda and I are going to be out there ringing a bell, and we urge our chat packers, we urge our listeners to go out and volunteer for those 2 hours and go out and ring the bell because it does a lot of good. Our next guest will be coming in here. Am I on here, Bad Bomb?
Yes, you are.
I can't hear anything in my earphones here. Okay, are we still on?
Yeah.
You lose your headset?
Oh, okay. I think it's working now. All right. You know, our guest with us now is Tom Riley. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, Carl. Thanks for having us over.
Oh, well, you know what? This is a great, great event we're going to be talking about. It's the Northern California Veterans Cemetery. It's Wreaths Across America. That's a wreath, you know, the not anything else. It's a wreath that people that they put up to honor the veterans. And this is the fifth annual National Wreaths Across America program. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, this is a program that originated probably about 15 years ago. There's a gentleman up in Maine named Merle Wooster that has a wreath company. And he took his excess wreaths about 15 or 16 years ago down to Arlington National Cemetery. And he did it on an annual basis. And about 7 or 8 years ago, there was a photographer that happened to see him doing what he was doing. And it hit the internet, and then it just exploded across the United States, whereby all national cemeteries that would celebrate veterans on a specific day, and this year it's December 10th, Saturday, at 12 o'clock, whereby we place wreaths on all the headstones.
Linda and I have done this before, and this is just a great program. In fact, Linda is going to be there, and it'll be a short program before the wreaths are handed out. And Linda's going to sing the national anthem. She's honored to do that. We have a pledge of allegiance, school project, a couple of school project presentations, and then we're going to do the wreaths. And they're there. You take a wreath and you put it on a veteran's gravesite, on the marker there. And
correct.
It is truly, truly a beautiful ceremony.
Oh,
and
really
when you
is.
See the wreaths out there on those, you know, honoring our veterans, And we have a photo of it right here after it snowed. I remember it when it snowed
the first day.
First time it snowed, and it's such a beautiful, beautiful picture here, a photo. But if you want to participate, you have to be up there at IGO at probably, since it starts at noon, be up there
a little later than noon.
Quarter till. But if you want to also help with the number of wreaths that we have, you can also make donations.
Right. We have... we're in the process of assembling 1,600 wreaths to be placed on all the headstones and the columbariums. And unfortunately, each year we increase it by about 300 or 400 because of the number of burials that take place. But we have such a wonderful group of volunteers. We have probably this year 40 or 45 people that we're going to meet on Wednesday, whereby fluff up the wreaths and get them prepared and put ribbons on them and all that. So we're so proud of the facility itself. It's just an absolutely wonderful sight. If one has not been up there, they should take a drive.
It is. It's absolutely beautiful up there. You know, okay, so this is going to be a week from tomorrow. We're going to be talking about it all through the week to remind people. And again, it's 396-2429. You can call the cemetery there to ask about it. Like I said, we're going to be talking about it. We'll put it up on the website. And this is a beautiful ceremony. It's a short ceremony. And then the wreaths are and bring the children. There's children and young people out putting these wreaths out, and it helps establish in their minds the sacrifices our men and women have made for our country.
Absolutely. In fact, we have West Cottonwood students this year have, I think there's 10 that have written a little essay poem about soldiers that are doing their duty over the holidays, and they are going to be able to read them at this little ceremony. And then we have a student playing taps. He's an absolutely wonderful trumpet player for a young man. And so, it's exciting. And also, we're going to have the gracious and lovely Linda Botkin to sing the national anthem.
That's true. That's going to be great. Okay, Tom Riley is here talking about wreaths across America. We're going to be talking a lot more about it next week.
Thanks so much.
Well, thank you, Tom. Thank you for what you do. We're going to take a quick break here. Carl and the Bot, 7:51 in the morning. It's December the 2nd. It's 48 degrees out there. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us. For more information, bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
This Sunday, our guest is hard-hitting investigator Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show and the American Coalition to Protect Personal Property Rights. He's been called America's most independent radio talk show host. Topics he'll explore on We the People include the loss of our constitutional liberties and how Goldman Sachs helped orchestrate and profited from the Gulf oil spill and subsequent cover-up. Don't miss this week's program.
Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. ADHD is one of the most common childhood disorders and can continue through adolescence and adulthood. Individuals with ADHD suffer with a neurologically based motivation disorder. While they can focus on things they find interesting, they have difficulty motivating themselves to concentrate on things they find boring, like chores or homework. Individuals with ADHD are easily distracted, disorganized, forgetful, and inattentive. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl, Linda Botland is on assignment this morning, 7:55 in the morning. Good morning there. Okay. Somebody's been asking a lot of questions in here, in the or a lot of things talking about in the chat room. And somebody talked about a people being sworn in as American citizens over in Iraq. Okay, that's probably, you know, I didn't see the article, but I would probably say it's somebody that has a member of the military that has been in the military for several years and has gotten their citizenship papers. I assume that's what happened. I don't know. I did not see the article. The one I did see, somebody also sent it in, is that more people put in for weapons, to buy weapons on Black Friday than by more than 32%, it jumped. The number of people that are putting into, you know, that are applying for background checks for weapons. That's always a good, that's always interesting to hear that. I wonder if it's, is it something that they know, you know, that they're out there buying ammo and they're, no, not ammo, you don't have to do a background check. But all these people are buying weapons at such great rates, Bad Bob. Is there something going on I don't know about except the government kind of oppressing you?
Well, either they're worried about the government or they're just gearing up for the zombie apocalypse. It's hard to tell. And it may be difficult, in fact, to tell the difference.
The zombie apocalypse. Okay.
All right. Hey, the big show on A&E right now, Walking Dead. Haven't seen it, but I've been hearing funny things about it. So it seems to be a recurring theme. But like I said, you look at Congress and you wonder if that isn't the zombie apocalypse.
Well, it is. Well, you know, California, you know, Californians, 84% of Californians think that Congress is doing a horrible job. Well, they are. They are doing a horrible job. So is Obama. And look at our state. How could California say anything? Here's Governor Brown wants to put on the initiative. Let's have a vote to raise our taxes. Did you see anything in there? Have you seen one piece of legislation that says cut illegal aliens out of the package? Where they, if you're here illegally, you don't go to school. If you're here illegally, you don't get medical. If you're here illegally, you don't get any all these you know, guarantees of money and housing and everything like that. Has anybody ever said cut that out? And guess what? You would not have to raise taxes. We'd have more than enough money. But no, you're not going to see that, are you? You're not even going to see a bill get out of committee that would even say anything close to that. And why is that? The Democrats control the California legislature and the governor's office, and every electable office at the state level is a Democrat. So we're having problems. Who are you going to blame? The Democrats. And I tell you what, if it was reversed, and then it would be the Republicans we'd be sitting here railing at, that all these things are going on. Let's just raise taxes. Why don't you just cut all of this money? How about the money that's going to illegals that are here, they're getting money to go to college when we have students from right here, native Californians, that can't get an assist from the government, but we're going to give it to the illegals.
I want to know how the government justifies taking the money that I paid into the Social Security system by law that they were going to hold for me. The logic is they were going to hold it for me because I was too stupid to plan for my own future. That's the logic of Social Security, if you think about it. Now they want to take that money and use it for something else. And I find that to be a little annoying, to say the least.
Well, they've done that. But the other thing, though, is, you know, the version of the Dream Act. And you know what? The people in California and they're crying about it. But we're getting ready to build a high speed rail to nowhere, and the cost overruns are almost 300%. They started out at $9 billion, and now it's up to like $30 billion. What's going on there? Hey, okay, we got to take a break. We come back. Mayor Missy MacArthur is here with us and is going to be jumping in here. It is 8 o'clock in the morning. We're going to go for the news, and when we come back, we're going to be asking the mayor what's going on in the city and what's going to be happening. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
And this is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Unemployment fell sharply last month, but the drop to 8.6% wasn't just about job creation. It's also about people giving up on looking for work. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is live at the White House.
The White House sees good numbers in these job numbers.
What today's report suggests is that the economy is continuing to heal from the very deep recession that we went through.
But Alan Krueger, chairman of the Council of Economic Advisers, concedes to me that the pace of job creation is not fast enough to make up for all the jobs that have been lost in this recession. House Speaker John Boehner says the drop in the unemployment rate is not the good news that it may seem.
More than 300,000 Americans left the labor force last month. That means they stopped looking for work.
Boehner notes the president had promised that his policies would keep unemployment below 8%. Ron?
Mike in California.
I just don't, know where to start.
He's in Pasadena. A tree fell on his house during 2 days of hard-blowing wind. The storm that tore through six western states headed to Middle America in Chicago. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper is live.
Ron, the damage stretches from California to Colorado after wind gusts of more than 100 miles per hour. One man who lives in Twain Hart, California, rode out the storm in his house, which now has to undergo some repair.
It really sounded like a bomb going off.
The wind, so dramatic because of a strong high-pressure system and a cold front colliding, is now heading to states including Oklahoma, Missouri, and here in Illinois. Ron?
Jennifer, America's military hands Camp Victory back to Iraq. It's the compound that was once the lair of Saddam Hussein.
Many of them just highlight how egocentric Saddam Hussein was.
General Jeffrey Buchanan, the transfer part of America's troop withdrawal from the war in Iraq by the end of this month. The Dow is on the rise, up 97 points. More about the confidence in solving the European debt crisis than in the drop in unemployment. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1. Savings, press 2. For other options, press other options. Is that correct? Press 3. To go back. For checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud.
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing 0, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
New Jersey Governor John Corzine has been summoned to testify to Congress. He'll be asked about his role running MF Global, a brokerage that recently went broke. No surprise in Washington, Democrats and Republicans differ on how to drive economic growth.
It's been our focus all year. We have a plan. And frankly, if the United States Senate would take up these bipartisan bills, they'd find that there would be bipartisan support in the United States Senate as well.
House Speaker John Boehner says Republicans have sent 25 jobs bills to Senate Democrats. Meanwhile, those with jobs may be wondering if Congress will come to terms that will allow a payroll tax break to be renewed.
January 1st. I'm talking about January 1st. Let's decide this payroll tax holiday issue right now in the next couple weeks.
Congressman Chris Van Hollen of Maryland, the Senate rejected a plan from each party that would have renewed the tax break. A country singer faces possible arrest over a child custody dispute. Fox News Radio Sabrina Sabah, live in Los Angeles.
She's 7 months pregnant with twins and fighting to keep the son she already has. Mindy McCready used to be known for her hit songs, but now she's making headlines for kidnapping. The singer's mother has custody of her five-year-old son, and police say McCready took him with her to Tennessee and plans to stay there, despite a judge's order to return him to Florida. She says she can't travel because of the pregnancy. McCready claims she's protecting the child from his abusive grandmother. Ron?
Sabrina, baseball's Boston Red Sox introduced their new manager yesterday, Bobby Valentine, returning to Major League Baseball.
I understand the great rivalries that this team has, and I understand the great talent that has been assembled here.
Valentine's last U.S. managerial job was 9 years ago with the New York Mets. He has since managed in Japan, and you might have seen him doing television commentary for ESPN. I'm Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, welcome back to the second hour of Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. It is 8:05 on December the 2nd. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at kcnr1460.com. Get in there and join our chat room, as so many have and continue to do, and welcome aboard their Big Brad and Angel Who, Sun Gold, everybody. Lots of people in there. Hey, Bad Bob, what's the weather to be?
It's actually dropped off a couple of degrees. We're showing 45 downtown right now. Look for a high today near 70 under sunny skies. Clear skies tonight and a low of 40. Continue tomorrow for the lighted Christmas parade. Is going to have excellent weather with a high of 60 degrees. As I said, 45 right now. And this weather report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Okay, Anselmo Vineyards is just north of Palisadro, about 9 miles, and you're short of, don't have to go all the way into Shingletown. You just go up there and have great dinners, great, it's just a wonderful ambiance. You're treated very well there. The cuisine is just outstanding. All right. Speaking of outstanding, there is the Christmas parade tomorrow. It starts at 6 p.m. And another good thing about Reading, of course, is our mayor, Missy MacArthur. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am really good.
Great.
And, I just wanted to comment on the parade as well, since I will be in it. I'm the last entry, so.
What are you doing?
I'm just riding along and waving.
Oh, yeah. Okay, and it's the elbow, wrist.
Oh, is that it?
That's okay. The way you do it. That's the way the queen does it.
I was going to say, have you been a rodeo queen? How do you know this?
No, well, I've never been a queen. And I've been in her court, though. I've never been that lucky. No, it's just, you know, it was Queen Elizabeth, when you watch, and it says, this is the queen wave, elbow, wrist, and that way you don't wear out your shoulder.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm sure that's true. But I'm going to be riding with Council Member Bassetti, and we're going to have his sign on the car saying that he's running for assembly.
He is.
And I'm, you know, there to give him support, since I've served with him on the city council, and I feel that he definitely has some good ideas. He's fiscally conservative like I am, and it'll be an interesting race, and I think it will be. Back him, so I'll be in the parade with him, and we will be the last car, so I hope everybody sticks around.
What about Santa?
Should I be Santa?
You know, I didn't arrange this. I'm an intern.
Okay. Hey, look, we're going to go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Chris Lasondak, for our market minute here. Hey, Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading. The markets are higher, even though we have come off the highs of the day. We're currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 61 points at 12,082. The S&P 500 adding 9 points at 1253, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 18 points at 2644. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 251 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Cisco Systems up 17 cents at 1874. Intel's down 6 cents at 2486, while Microsoft is up a penny at 2527. Of local interest, Safeway up 20 cents at $20.27. AT&T up 18 cents at $29.02, while Tri-County's Bank is adding 6 cents at $14.54. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.12%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.27. Oil's up 11 cents a barrel at $100.31. And precious metals are higher, with gold up $1.76 an ounce at $17.45.39, while silver's up 2 cents an ounce at $32.74. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. That's our Wells Fargo Advisor. They come in with a Market Minute every morning from 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05. And then we have, again, an update in the afternoon. And we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Reading Mayor Missy McArthur, and we're going to be talking about the state of the city and a number of other things that are of interest if you are a citizen of our state and our county. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, 8:10 in the morning.
Take a look at the 5 and 10, glistening once again, with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I and the crew at Northern Lights would like to thank everybody for ordering your kerosene early. And for those who did not, we're delivering as fast as we can. So call in now and get on Danny's list. All of our drivers are working every day getting caught up. Ricky and Johnny have been very busy in the heater department. We have a lot of new Toyo heaters and wooden covers in stock, so come on by and let us show them to you. When it's snowing, raining, the last thing you want to do is split stack or haul wood. So just sit back in the chair, turn up the heat, and wave out the window at our delivery drivers. They love the attention. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. If you still like talking to real people, pick up the phone and give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Northern Lights Energy, Weaverville, Corning, and Reading. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott, Linda's on assignment. Our phone line's here at 530-605-4567. We're streaming and chatting. I've just noticed some new people coming in. Chicken tenders. That's good. Big Brad, hello.
I prefer people, who?
Yeah, who? And then who? Who's here? Who's here? No, don't start.
Don't start.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite and Marble. Mike Huber down there owns this company, and we have been there, Linda and I have. We can't say enough about the work he does. And, you know, you think, oh, it's so expensive. Well, it's, you know what? He has got beautiful, beautiful marble and granite to fit almost every pocketbook. Give him a phone call at 241-7866, 241-7866 or 241-STONE. And talk to Mike and have him come out and take a look at your place. You know, bathrooms, kitchens, you know, fire pits. He makes just outstanding fire pits out there that just adds so much to your home. All right. Our guest is Mayor Missy McArthur. Mayor Missy McArthur. That's three M's. That's too many M's for me in the morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. It's great to see you. And to see Bob, of course, too.
Okay. Before we really get started on the serious stuff, I want to talk about one of your fellow mayors in San Fernando.
Yeah, I saw that article this morning in the paper.
The mayor of San Fernando, in the middle of the council meeting, says, I'm bankrupt. I've lost all my money. And I've lost my business.
And I'm having an affair with another council member, and we're out of here.
That's right. And his wife was sitting in the front row. And he says, my wife and I separated. She stands up after he says that he has no money. that he's lost his business and he's having an affair with the councilwoman who is sitting there. The wife stands up and says, wait a minute, we weren't separated. He has the police remove her from the meeting because she spoke out of turn.
That was just amazing.
And then he calls the...
You cannot make this stuff up.
You know, how come we never have fun like that in our city council? We go in there and we, you know, people get, you know...
I think our city council's they're pretty straight shooters, as all five of us are.
Well, let's not go too far there. I mean, come on. I mean, we, you know. I mean, straight shooters and honest, yes. But, I mean, when I see something like this, I just think, hey, hooray for California. You know, here we are again. That's national news. In San Fernando.
Well, of course, that sort of thing has happened other places. I mean, there's some national publicity right now about affairs that are occurring possibly with candidates. So it isn't just
Herman Cain.
It isn't just in California.
Yeah, I wonder how much longer Cain can last. I mean, this is probably the last thing. I mean, it's just been so much.
I think his wife is probably going to give him the boot, and that'll.
Oh, you think
care.
So?
Well, I would. Well,
you know, that's one thing Linda always said too, is that she says these guys, like the governor of New York and all these, they drag their wife out there. She stands beside them while they talk about, oh, I made these mistakes and, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know, the last thing that I would hear Linda say as I laid in a pool of blood was, how do I reload this?
there's a reason I like Linda.
Okay, hey, Mayor. Okay, let's put on our mayor hat here.
Okay, we have the Christmas tree lighting tonight.
Great.
Hopefully everybody will show up for that too. As
location?
Well as the parade tomorrow night.
Yeah, location?
In the beautiful downtown parking lot.
The beautiful downtown parking lot.
On California Street.
On California Street. And what time?
6 p.m.
6 p.m. That's going to be great. So,
I saw the national tree was lit last night at the White House. So
they did it before Reading?
Yeah.
Well, you know,
can you
President
believe that?
Obama,
they didn't check with us.
President Obama just snuck another one in on us then,
yep,
right?
Yeah. So okay. Tonight it is.
There's been a lot of issues going. Can we start with the medicinal marijuana issue, which seems to have taken effect yesterday?
Yesterday.
Because mm-hmm. We saw a lot of places shutting down. We saw where the judge refused to grant a stay on it because they put in the wrong paperwork. Which
right.
is ludicrous anyway. But what people didn't see, a lot of people didn't see, was that a federal judge upheld closing down the marijuana collectives.
Right. I saw that article too.
Yeah.
You know, what the city is trying to do is just walk the fine line between the state, the feds, and keeping everything legal. So the Fed has one law, the state has another law, and now there's a ruling in Long Beach. And we feel like that, we, the city council, feels that's the current law of the land, and we have to abide by that ruling. So that's where we are now. That may be appealed in January. We don't know.
How can you, you know, frankly, and you're right, we have an initiative, and initiatives, you know, the voters have, is not really a good way to do to make decisions in that sense. I mean, okay, now it's a law of the land, and it goes against the feds. So you do. You have a state law that says something. You have a federal law that supposedly trumps it on things that we want it to trump it on. But if you don't want – no, what about states' rights? That kind of thing.
Right. State rights are part of the Constitution as well.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a constitutionalist, well, there's
right.
certain delegated
– Absolutely.
Obligations the state has as well. And then, of course, then you have the city and the counties floundering because the – Mom and Dad are fighting, and we're the kids.
I saw that. You know, I saw your statement on that, and it's right. I mean, you're trying to draw a line here. And I talked to the new chief of police when he was in here, Rob Pelletti.
And great guy.
And he said, you know, and he's right. He said this is not, but this is not a police matter. This is now a code enforcement because we you know, there's no regulations here, so we've got to shut you down. So now it becomes code enforcement. Did I hear that right?
That's my understanding.
Yeah. Well, so I've seen them shutting down. I mean, I see them leaving.
Some of them are shutting down because their landlords have gotten the letter from the Fed saying, we will come and get your property. So some landlords are saying, you know, I'm sorry, but you have to move because I'm
not gonna
afford to lose
this
property.
Yeah. I'm not going
to
fight this in court. I'm not going to fight your battle in court by keeping you in here. I understand there's three or four of the collectives have said that they want to You missed the line of the morning, by the way, here. You missed what?
You missed the line of the morning. If they shut down the collectives, who's going to support all the new restaurants?
Oh, okay, because they're hungry? Okay, because they have the munchies. All right. Anyway, so but this is this going to cost us money because we're going to have to fight this in court?
Oh, well, we've already been sued.
Right.
And so there's already a cost factor right out of the chute. So, but, I mean, if we didn't do that, we would have had legal costs from the feds.
The feds, feds could have come after the city government.
The city is stuck.
We're stuck in the middle here.
Yeah.
Has it been up to now, has it been pretty, I mean, everybody trying to work a little bit together, everybody understands where we are, or are they just, oh, no, you guys are bad?
You voted 5-0 there. There was no judgment call by anybody on the dais. No council member was making a judgment call. All we were doing was dealing with the Long Beach ruling. That's really what it was. Nobody was saying, oh, we don't believe marijuana patients need their medicine. We weren't saying that.
Had nothing to do with that.
To do with that.
And, that's the way I understood it.
Yeah. And I mean,
because you've already approved it once, or the city council approved it once.
Right. Yeah, and, you know, I was in medicine 25 years. I do believe that medical marijuana has a place. Does every 16-year-old that has an occasional migraine need marijuana? No. No.
Just give them two shots. Oh, okay.
So, you know, there's a line there. And I think sometimes the proponents of medical marijuana say, oh, it's all about medicine. But we all know that's not the case, that there are abusers out there. And, you know, my personal view is that let's put it in, if you're gonna have it, you know, stop just saying it's medical marijuana because it is being abused, and put it in a liquor store.
There you go. Just like you do tobacco, anything else.
Absolutely. ATF. Okay. Let them run it.
Okay. All right. Hey, got to take a quick break. Jay's on the line. Jay, please hold on till after the after these announcements. Carl Linda Bott, 8:21 in the morning, and our guest is Mayor Missy MacArthur. We just talked about the medical marijuana ordinance, et cetera, et cetera, and we're going to come back and talk about finances when we get back. Miss a day? Miss a lot right here on Free Fire Radio.
It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
Wind River Casino is the only place to bring in 2012. Presenting our signature New Year's Eve bash midnight at the Oasis. We are the only one offering this party package for your 2011 New Year's Eve. Saturday, December 31st. Doors open at 7:30 with dinner at 8. Enjoy the talents of our exotic belly dancers while you eat. Also featuring the Basics, performing all the disco, funk, hip-hop, pop, and top 40 you want. Dinner, dancing, drink specials, free play. Tickets are $50 per person, includes dinner, a bottle of champagne per couple. VIP is only $250 per couple. Includes dinner, a bottle of champagne per couple, cocktail service, a room at the Hilton Garden Inn, limo service, and more. This event sells out fast. Be the first to reserve your tickets online at WinRiver.com or at the gift shop. For more information on Wind River's signature New Year's Eve bash midnight at the Oasis, log on to WinRiver.com. We are the only place in town that offers our guests a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Shasta Regional Medical Center physicians, staff, and volunteers want to wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season and a healthy new year. The holiday season is the time of giving, sharing, and harmony. Have peace knowing that Shasta Regional is committed to keeping you and your loved ones healthy, especially during this festive and busy time of the year. Our gift to you this holiday season and throughout the year is our commitment to provide our community the highest quality care and the most advanced technologies and treatments in medical care with compassionate healthcare providers. As you celebrate with family and friends this holiday season, be safe and keep healthy. If you need us, we're here with world-class surgeons, nationally certified staff, and prompt emergency services with personal care. From our family to yours, Shasta Regional Medical Center wishes everyone a happy and healthy holiday season and a bright new year. Treating people well. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Sisku Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Sisku Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability. a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney. 530-224-2345 and discover the AARP auto insurance program from the Hartford.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back, Free Fire Radio. Carlin the Butlin is on assignment, 8:25 in the morning. Our guest is Mayor Missy MacArthur. Let's go to the phones. Jay, are you still there?
I am here.
Hey, Jay, good morning.
I was hoping I wouldn't go into a dead zone like I usually do.
Our yellow cab philosopher. And then you called in yesterday. You had Charlie Thompson who's heading out and going off on active duty.
Yeah, I took her to the airport. You know, Carl, this is a small town, and about seems everybody I run into listens to your radio station.
Well, you know, I know the mayor told me that if she listens to radio, she listens to our show. I think that's good.
That's right.
You have something, Jay.
I have a lot of dials to choose from, Carl, and here I am. So that says a lot for your show.
Oh, thank you so much, Jay. You got something?
Yes, I had a question for the mayor. Hi, Mrs. MacArthur. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing great. Now, I know that I've been hearing that some of the outfits are talking about staying in business and just taking fines every day because they think that they'll be able to make more than enough money to pay them. What is that situation? Is that just a rumor? Would they be shut down no matter what? How are you planning on handling that?
Well,
and I will take the answer off the line. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. As far as the actual implementation, I'm not very clear, and I don't mean to be evasive. I'm just not very clear about how all that is going to come down. I think that there is a little bit of a wait-and-see kind of feeling out there, but code enforcement is something that's done through the development department of the city, so I think that it's in their hands at this point, and it's kind of like code enforcement for street signs on the street. People get upset when people put a sign on the sidewalk and it impedes their access to their business. Sometimes people leave street signs on telephone poles, and we get complaints about that, and that's a code enforcement issue. So it depends on how much we have in the way of resources to look into this and maybe what the game plan is with that department. So I'm sorry to be unclear, but I'm not really up to speed on that.
Yeah,
since this just happened yesterday.
Yeah, I think what they'll do is probably issue them citations, and it's so much a day and all this if you continue to run. Another question here is how many from the chat room was, we've got the medicinal marijuana lawsuit, we've got the REU lawsuit, we have the library lawsuit. How many lawsuits is the city of Reading involved in?
Well, those are the
big
lawsuits that you hear about. But there are, you know, day-to-day business, just like any big business, and the city of Reading is a big business. There are other lawsuits that if you read the closed session, we discuss lawsuits in closed session. If you read the agenda for our city council meetings, you'll see that there are other lawsuits. So those are open and known.
Those are the big famous ones.
It's like they have some emotional content for the citizens, so they get a lot more media attention. However, there are other lawsuits that come and go. You know, just like
somebody tripped on a curb.
Just happens.
They trip on a curb and they sue the city, and you never hear that.
No, you never hear about that one. And you know, it's just okay. We deal with it. So. It's just like any big business. There are going to be lawsuits. It's part of California again. Probably too many lawyers. I probably shouldn't go there.
I'm not going. Yeah, it's okay with me if you want to. we're starting starting our legal hour segment. We're having a segment that's already started with Lucky Jezrani. that he comes in and talks. And we had because law and all these legalities are so infused to our society that who can really know what's going on there?
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
You know what? We've got 1 minute left, and I'm sorry. What'd you say, Bob?
Yeah, we're about about a minute and a half.
Okay, I tell you what, Henry. Let's just go to Henry. Henry, we got like a minute and a half left. Can we ask the question, or do you need to have a dialogue with the mayor?
No, just ask a question.
Okay.
Why can't they legalize marijuana, just like they do alcohol? Tax it. Everybody needs tax money, and let it be run through a pharmacy. I'll take the answer on the air.
Thank you very much, Henry.
Thank you, Henry. I'm kind of on your page. I think that if we can get the federal government to treat it like we do alcohol and regulate it, have rules. I mean, we went from 33 collectives down to 16 just by having our ordinance in place. So as you have more... I'm being told to talk fast.
Okay. Yeah, talk fast because we've got like 10 seconds.
So as you have more oversight, things are better for all of our citizens.
We'll come back to that. Carl and Bob, we got our Fox Business News, and we'll be back right after that. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. The unemployment rate dipping to 8.6% in November when employers added 120,000 new jobs.
There is another less encouraging reason for the lower jobless rate. About 315,000 people gave up looking for work. When you do that, the government stops counting you among the unemployed.
Fox Radio's Steve Taylor, and we may soon hear whether Herman Cain will continue his bid for the White House. The Republican candidate saying he'll decide
after he talks with his wife.
The decision could be we're going to continue with this campaign full speed ahead. The decision could be that we're going to suspend the campaign.
Speaking on Fox's Hannity, Cain says his wife didn't know about his friendship with Ginger White, who says the two had an affair. Cain denies a sexual relationship, saying he and White were only friends.
Fox Radio's Sal Giangrasso, Fox News. We report, you decide.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Doctor, can you help me? I have the Sunday blahs.
Oh, yes, I can. You know, and it's quite simple to solve. It's the Don Shulman Show with his co-host Judy Maxwell every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 1460 a.m.
Do you really think it'll work?
Oh, yes. It has worked for thousands of others with the same problem you had.
I can't wait. Oh, thank you. Let me give you a big smoot.
Oh, my. The Don Shulman Show, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m., the home of Free Fire Media.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank. 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I've been riding since I was 17. Flat out my whole life. Had some medical issues. Then I was prescribed one drug one place, another somewhere else. United Healthcare saw I could be in real trouble if I'd have taken both drugs together. They spotted the danger, and United Healthcare warned my pharmacist in time. We only get one shot, and I want to leave this life exhausted.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Abbott, 8:35 in the morning. Linda's on assignment. It's December the 2nd. Okay, I've got to say it one more time, guys. 23 shopping days until it's too late.
We're
23, because that takes it right to Christmas Day, which is what I said. You know, Bad Bob was out last year at a large convenience store buying stuff off the wall there. He got Brenda combs and aspirin like that. Because
good job, Bob.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Great haircuts. I mean, great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans. You walk in, it's like taking a step back in time. You're greeted. People know each other. I mean, it's man's last stronghold. You've got the magazines, Car and Track, NRA, Guns and Ammo. On the TV set are sports and not Dr. Phil. At Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Our guest, Mayor Missy MacArthur. And, you know, one of the things we were discussing during the news break is civil discourse.
Right.
Which sometimes is lacking anymore. And our politicians, I mean, from the highest levels all the way down to city government.
Yeah. And also, even at the city council meetings, it's interesting that the public, though they have the right to free speech, and I will always, always back the right to free speech to do whatever you know to say and think what you want to say and think, and not be bullied or put down or not allowed to speak. I always believe in the right of free speech. However, I think there's a way to express yourself in a way that isn't inflammatory. For instance, the other night when we had the city council meeting and we were talking about the marijuana issues, one young man stood up who was in high school, and he said, "Do you know, I have never seen such bad manners from an audience since I was in grammar school." And I thought, wow, out of the mouth of babes. And what happens is sometimes people, because you have free speech, doesn't mean sometimes you should use it. In other words, being disruptive, just hooting and hollering and carrying on. Sure, you want us to know your point of view is, or if that person's up there speaking, saying the same thing you think, you want us to know that as electeds. Well, that's great. You know, I'd suggest, though, it might be better if everybody wore the same color cap and we knew you were all together or something like that. When you come to the city council and you're trying to sway an elected, whether it's city council, whether it's your assembly person, whomever, if you come in just with a chip on your shoulder and angry, I don't think you send the message that makes that person want to get on board with the idea that you're
professing.
You put
them off. If you come in there and yell at somebody, you get them upset. But on the other hand,
they are upset.
They are upset because in some cases it's stupid rules passed by elected officials. I'm not saying, you know,
right.
It's not personal.
But you can agree to disagree, and you can express your viewpoint.
Civil discourse.
Without ranting and raving and going on. And I think that somewhere along the line we've lost some of that.
Well, that's absolutely true. Look, it starts at the president. And like I said, it starts at the level of where the President Obama is. And it works its way down to a school board meetings where people don't feel like they need to have you know, order or civility. I mean, on our chat room right here, the one rule we have, you can say anything, but you have to be civil and you don't attack people. We've had people write in before that have said things that are, you know, derogatory to somebody else in the chat room, and the whole chat room turns on them practically.
Exactly, and that's how it should be at city council as well.
Well, it should be like that.
Is that you present your point, you make your case, you talk about the issues, but
you can
you
be
don't,
passionate,
you
but
don't
not
turn around
abusive.
And heckle somebody else who's in the audience about to speak or who just spoke. You don't heckle the staff. You know, you don't put down and make personal attacks. You stay to the issues, because I'll tell you what, that influences very much. But if you just run on emotion, you know,
without
sometimes
facts.
Without facts, then, you know, or you threaten us like, oh, we'll sue you or we won't vote for you or any, you know, those just kind of go, okay, I heard you. Have a nice day. You know, it doesn't necessarily influence me to think of the way you want me to think. What will make me think the way you want me to think is if you give me a good case, a good argument for your point of view.
Okay. But if you look at it like that, though, so if the person is correct, they're right in what they're saying. I'm not talking about their passion, but they're right in what they're saying. You know, and if, you know what, if you can't see that, you know, I'm just saying, you guys are so stupid. If you can't see that, I'm going to sue you, and I'm not going to vote for you. But in that case, if their logic is there, I mean, do you just ignore it because of how they say it, or because they're threatening like that?
No, I wouldn't just knee-jerk reject what they're saying if there's an emotional conflict.
Well, that's
at
what
all.
We need to come up because
No, that would never happen. I don't just, you know, if somebody's ranting, I don't necessarily discount what they say.
Well, sometimes I do. If somebody's angry, I just turn it off in my head right then.
But again, if they're logical in their argument, but you always have to remember, even if they're logical in their argument, most times there's the other side of the argument.
That's true.
And that side also can be logical.
You need
and
to hear both sides.
That's what I'm saying. You need to agree to disagree sometimes and do it civilly.
Without being abusive, without heckling, without trying to drown the other people out. No, I agree 100% because then it becomes the rule of the mob.
And it becomes like anarchy, like they're having in Oakland. You know, I mean, they're having that whole anarchy group, I guess, is helping make chaos for Oakland.
The Occupy Oakland group?
Well, but I guess there's...
There's another group that comes in there and is causing
also
problems.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, we got to take a break here. Our guest is Mayor Missy MacArthur. We're talking about civil discourse. We've talked about the medicinal marijuana, the dispensaries. When we come back, we're going to talk financial questions that we have for the mayor. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. It's 8:41 in the morning on December the 2nd. It is 48 degrees out there.
Tries to stop rocking around the Christmas tree. Let the Christmas spirit bring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get
Fields Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget. Jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230 or online at fjredding.com.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the gala of the year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. In life, we all learn that we must accept what we can't change or change what we can't accept. When we're unable or unwilling to accept those things we can't control or change, we become depressed, anxious, or angry. While sadness, anger, worry, and fear are normal human emotions, sometimes they can feel overwhelming. When our normal methods of coping no longer work, psychotherapy offers us the tools we need to manage our difficult emotions and regain our balance and peace of mind. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Orchard Nutrition Center. For 30 years, our family-owned business has been Redding's premier choice for health foods, produce, bulk foods, and the best nutritional supplements. We pride ourselves on offering many locally produced foods. Our products are good for you and easy on your pocketbook. Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust in the Cypress Shopping Center, open every day, 8 to 9.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl Linda Bott, Linda's on assignment. Our guest is Mayor Missy MacArthur, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's has got that type of coffee that you want. That the what do you call those baristas, or who makes coffee? What do you call them?
I think it's barista.
Barista, and but just I like to call them the TMB cuties. They go out there and they it's great coffee, and they have special holiday coffees. And of course, you're looking for presents for the for Christmas. They have any type of coffee making equipment you can possibly think of, and of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Veterans get discounts there. Joe and Shelley, integrity, honesty. What can you say about that? Been in our community, helping our community for over three decades. Okay, let's go. Our guest, like I said, is Mayor Missy MacArthur. Let's go to the phones. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda in absentia, Bad Bob. And good morning, Mayor MacArthur. How are you this morning?
I'm great. Hello, John.
Well, I got a question for you, and it's not going to be a pleasant one or easy to resolve, but I'd like to have some information as in your position as mayor. Recall positions for positions like city councilmen and whatnot, such as happened with Dolores Lucero, are the method that we have to address faulty processes with our elected officials. But how do we get a recall or a current evaluation for a major city employee, i.e. the city attorney? His most recent COR council evaluation said he was doing a great job, when in fact, we the citizens are not blind, and we know what his record is. We've seen him in court. His advice to the council has been horrendous. How do we get him terminated, demoted, or removed from a decision advice system of operation? How do we go about getting him removed?
Well, the city attorney is actually at will of the city council, as is the city manager. Those two positions are at the will of the city council. So as you just alluded to, both of those two positions are reviewed by the council. And in fact, Mr. Duvernay, I would say unanimously in five votes, felt that he was doing a good job. So I understand that. And
wait, let me finish.
So the method to change the city attorney would be to change your council. So your recourse is to, in fact, elect different people.
So despite all the failures that he's recently had, you think he's doing a great job, and we're stuck with him until you guys are replaced?
Well, just as we were talking about, there are always two sides to an issue, and somebody's going to look at a glass and see it half full, and somebody's going to say it's half empty, and when you talk to lawyers, you always get opposite sides and opposite viewpoints, whether
well,
it's a civil
a
case or a criminal
court,
case.
I'm sorry, Missy. I didn't mean to be talking over you.
So it's just what I'm saying is lawyers tend to, if it's a civil case or a criminal case, there's always the other side that is promoting their viewpoint. So, and as I was also talking earlier with Carl, there are a lot of suits the city has and that we deal with that the public isn't really aware. I mean, they're aware when we make a settlement or, something goes down like that. But I mean, we're dealing with issues all the time that just sort of don't get the media attention, that the public isn't, frankly just isn't seeing. So, again, going back to your recourse is to elect different city council people.
There's one of the questions came in from the chat room, John. Let me break in here just for a second.
Just not able to get rid of them then.
Well, I think that what Missy says is that the only way to do that is for city is to change the council. But there was a statement in here in the chat room that said, if thousands of citizens handed a petition to the city council saying, you know, we've lost confidence in what the city attorney or the city manager or you know whatever is, we've lost confidence. These are the reasons we have,
and present that would definitely have an influence.
And then present that to the council and say, you know what, if because you represent the people, and that's what they're saying here.
Right.
Okay.
Can I ask one last question before I go?
Let me just finish with Carl's point, and I think that definitely that sort of input definitely influences the council.
Okay, quick, John, because we got to take a break.
If you write law that is in violation of the First Amendment and you're an attorney, don't you think that's incompetent?
Here we go. Back to there's two sides of every issue, John.
I'm not pointing fingers at anybody. I'm just saying in general, if an attorney writes a law that violates the First Amendment, isn't that incompetence? I'm just in the future.
Well, I mean, obviously, I believe in every amendment to the Constitution, so...
I think you've answered that question. Thanks, Missy. Uh-huh. Bye.
Okay. We're going to take a break here. There's passion on it, and the fact is that the city council should listen to the people. The thing is, you know, and so the people have to express their views on this. In this case... Rick DuVernay and the library issue, and this is what the freedom of speech question is that, you know, he was in at least the initial court, he is wrong. That's what the judge found. Is that correct?
Well,
or the city?
Yes, and it's being appealed.
Right.
As per usual.
Okay.
Welcome
all right.
to California.
Okay, we got to take a break here. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, 8:51 in the morning, December the 2nd. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Music and Sound Holiday Sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from a store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code. California Auto Repair and Smog Cars would like to invite you to think outside the box this holiday season. Who says a gift has to be another set of socks or another electronic thingy made overseas? Cars invites you to give something local and practical this year that will also bring you and your loved ones peace of mind. A gift card from Cars. A great gift for a parent, child, spouse, or busy executive. Automotive maintenance is something we all need throughout the year. One less expense in today's economy. And the vehicle is maintained by one of Cars' master ASE certified technicians in a local shop with national recognition, leaving you feeling safe and secure. Knowing before the ski trip to the mountain or towing the boat to the lake or rushing off to a meeting that the oil, battery, wipers, brakes, and other fluid have all been checked. The Cars gift card. Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog, family owned since 1993. Give them a call, 246-9277.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Lindabot. Our guest is Mayor Missy MacArthur, and this program, this portion of the program is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst does great work. He's worked on my truck and Linda's car. He repairs either little dings or, in this case, the crack in my windshield was over 12 inches long. It just kind of went like that. He repaired it. You can't even see it. He can repair cracks in your windshield up to 24 inches. You got to give him a call at Crackmaster Windshield Repair at 241-8373, and he's located at 3208 South Market Street. That's windshield. That's a Crackmaster Windshield Repair of Redding. Okay, Mayor Missy MacArthur is our guest, and Missy, you know, one of the things, you know, it's end of the year.
Can you? And I won't be mayor next week.
That you won't be mayor next week. Are you? Are you going to run again?
I'm leaning toward that. Yeah.
I'm leaning toward that.
Uh-huh.
Missy, the thing I liked about you, you're not a politician here. I mean, are you? You're gonna. What do you think?
Oh well, no. I mean, I'm leaning. I really am leaning toward running.
Oh, leaning toward. Okay. So
yeah, I'm leaning toward running. I, you know, part of it is what's going on with. In my personal life, I've, you know, a son at Chico State, and see where he is in his education, if he graduates, if he moves, and, you know, there are other issues besides politics in my life, so. But okay. I would like to talk about some of the great things
year.
That happened.
Okay. Yeah, you know what?
Wow.
We need this. What's positive that's happened? We've got to talk about everything that's negative.
What's positive is that, I don't know if you saw this morning, but there's an unemployment rate is down. Like almost by 0.5%. It went from 9% nationally to 8.6%. So that's a good sign. We are seeing an uptick around town and on our revenues, and that's a good sign.
Are the revenues going up? Does it look like that? At least they're stabilized,
yeah,
though.
They're stabilized, and there's a slight uptick. So we're good on that. And you know, it's been a long haul and tough. And I think that our city council, myself included, have done a great job of keeping the city in the black. And we've had tough decisions. I mean, it wasn't easy closing a fire station. It wasn't easy, you know, putting the measures on the ballot to kind of curtail some of the,
yeah,
the union
excesses
benefits.
In the union.
So, you know, we took stands, and we were, you know, just that song, that Tom Petty song, you know, I won't back down.
I won't back down.
We didn't, and we held our line, and as a result,
the
citizens
the
of Redding have a city that is in the black. So
this last quarter, or the
overall, you
overall
know, sometimes
for the
yeah,
year we,
yeah,
we we've
we
actually
are,
made
doing,
more money than we spent. We didn't hemorrhage any.
No, we. I would say by when I say we're in the black, I'm saying that they're not in the negative. So we still have revenues coming in. We mm-hmm. still have reserves.
Right.
Some cities just don't enjoy that. They're upside down. They are in the red, and they are working at a deficit, and we are not. And part of it is, you know, we furlough every. In fact, today's Friday. City Hall's closed today. You know, every other Friday, close City Hall, save money, and we've done well. That's, I think, the thing I'm probably the most proud of. As my tenure is that we've managed to keep the city in the black. That's significant. And the other thing is, of course, trying to work together and be more positive. I think that the city council now is getting along better than it has. I think that the changes that have occurred with staff and with the economy slowly starting to pick up, things are just happier and better everywhere.
Well, you know, we had Mike Frank on, and this guy is quite the
entrepreneur.
Is this guy a great guy? He's an entrepreneur. He's run these huge businesses. I mean, he started L3.
Have you read his book?
Yeah, I'm in the process now. I'm like halfway through
good
it.
Book.
But the thing is, he said everything could be solved by jobs. And I think
that's
right.
That's absolutely right.
Hey, we're in our last minute here. So on Monday, we're going to have Enjoy Magazine here, as we do on the first Monday of each month. We're also going to be talking about, again, on the city, the things that are going on in the city. We're going to be discussing on the school situation and more money being cut out of that. But Missy, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Hey, I want everybody to have a good weekend. Remember, the parade's tomorrow. Starts at 6 p.m. down in town here. Bad Bob's going to be doing one of the announcing.
Tree lighting tonight.
And the tree lighting tonight at 6 p.m. Is that correct? Right here in the parking lot. And, of course, all the things that are happening around here this weekend and the Cascade Christmas, all of those things. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Yes, the unemployment rate fell to its lowest level in more than 2.5 years, 8.6%. But there was an increase in people who gave up on their job searches. President Obama has weighed in on all this. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is live at the White House.
The president just declared the jobs numbers a good sign that the economy continues to heal. At an event on a construction site, the president noted private sector jobs have now grown 21 months in a row.
Nearly 3 million new jobs in all, and more than 500,000 over the last 4 months.
But Republicans see the numbers as a sign of an economy that is still ailing.
Job creation is welcome news, but the jobless rate in our country is still unacceptably high.
And House Speaker John Boehner places the blame on the president's policies, noting they had been promised to keep unemployment under 8%. Ron?
Mike, this weekend is decision time for Herman Cain. Will he continue his campaign for president? More live from Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson in Washington.
Cain's scheduled to appear at an event in